This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Nebraska Republican Senator Mike Johanns. He was with us before the midterm elections to talk about his sponsorship of a plan to repeal a major part of the president's health care law, specifically one requiring a whole lot more paperwork for small business owners that Senator Johanns and others believe is quite onerous. And the president, even following the midterm elections, suggested he's ready to agree with that assessment. And Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
It's good to be with you, Greg.
Well, you've already reintroduced this idea in the lame duck session. And according to your website, you now have a version that you say is also extremely fiscally friendly. Explain what exactly this legislation would do and how it differs, if at all, from what you proposed earlier.
The same effect. I want to repeal the requirement that everybody has to file the 1099 forms if they purchase goods or services from people over $600 in any year. That would go away. It's the pay-fors that are different. You know, there was all of this hue and cry, oh my goodness, he's going to tear down the health care bill because the pay fors came out of the health care bill. So I said, okay, fine. I want to get this bill passed. Small business wants to get it passed, and so I will pay for it by leftover funds from budgets that have not been spent. That seems to be non-controversial to me, and so we have put that out there. I've introduced it. We'll run it as an amendment. We'll run it on the hotline. We'll do anything we can to get it done. And I must admit, even though the president has said he backs the idea of repealing it, and Max Baucus, the finance chair, senator out of Montana, has indicated he backs it because he's introduced a bill to repeal it. At least at this point, we haven't got it done, and we need to get it done really fast.
How important is it for you, sir, to get it done this lame duck session? Does it make a difference whether it happens in the next few weeks or early next year?
Well, we need to bring certainty. That's the problem we're having out there, is businesses don't know which way to move on this and a whole host of other issues. And so I believe it's really important. Now, if it doesn't happen, I'm going to keep trying. I don't want to give anybody the mistaken impression that if it fails to happen during the lame duck, I give up. I will not give up. I'll keep working on this till we get it done.
In terms of the majority leader, Harry Reid, obviously still in that position, although your party now is in a much stronger position than it was in the Congress that's about to expire here. Any word from him about where this might fit in the agenda during the next few weeks?
No word at all. I wish I could say that there has been an indication in some form or fashion, but really no word at all. People are saying the right things. Our president has and others have on the other side of the aisle. But somehow we need to translate words into action, and at least at this point that has not happened with Harry Reid or anyone else on the Democrat side.
Let's talk a little bit more about health care in our next few minutes here, Senator. You have also joined one of the lawsuits challenging the constitutionality of the new health care laws. Obviously, there are many states involved in one suit that's about to be heard down in Florida. Virginia's got a suit of its own. Basically, this is about the mandates, the individual mandate, and perhaps even the employer mandate. What convinced you to get involved here, and what exactly have you done as part of getting involved in this case?
Yeah, from the very beginning, in fact, there was a vote way back when health care was being debated on its constitutionality, and the vote I cast said that the bill was unconstitutional, and really this is a follow-up on that opinion. I really believe that what has happened here is that Democrats, because this was 100% Democrat bill, passed a bill that extends the power of the federal government to reaches we've never seen before. You know, if they have the power to direct people to buy a given product that is only a product approved by the federal government, then as Tom Coburn points out, federal government has the power to require people to eat an apple every day. And I would go on to say not only eat an apple every day, but eat a government-approved apple every day. And I just think that's a ludicrous extension of what our founders intended by the Constitution. So I've joined the challenge. I really believe that this bill has gone beyond the constitutional reaches anticipated by our founders, and my hope is we can get the U.S. Supreme Court to agree with that assessment.
In terms of what the Republicans can do in the coming Congress, clearly any type of legislation designed to repeal the legislation en masse or even many of the different components will be met with a presidential veto, which neither chamber can override at this point. But in terms of starving the legislation, how optimistic are you that Republicans can do that? And are you ready for the fierce political fight that would come along with that?
I'm not only ready. I believe it really does need to happen. This is a defining moment, I believe, in our nation's history, and a defining moment in terms of the definition of the power of the federal government to dictate to individual citizens. So it's important that we have this battle because, really, like I said, if you can require this, you can require darn near anything. I'm optimistic. I think the folks on the House side who will have the majority in January are absolutely committed to doing everything they can to starve this legislation and be as effective as they can. Now, I will say what everybody knows. Barack Obama is still in charge of the federal government. He was elected president. He has 2 years left to go on his term. Democrats who voted for this bill will still be in charge of the Senate chamber after January 1. It will be a more balanced Senate chamber, but you still have Democrats in charge. But I think there are things that can be done, and I see this as a two-step process. My hope is that yet in another election cycle, we will have people who are sympathetic to the rights of individuals who are elected to the Senate and the House, and we have a presidential election coming up, and I have no idea what role I play in that, but I really do believe that Barack Obama is in very serious trouble. He has taken this country to a place that citizens never believed we would be.
Last question real quickly, Senator. As you look at the vote count on the Senate side, back to our initial topic, and that's repealing the 1099 provision in the health care bill, do you believe there's the votes inside the Senate to get that done?
Yeah, I really believe if we could position this thing to get it to a vote, we could get it done. So I'm hoping the leadership will allow us to do that, repeal this really crazy requirement, do it in a bipartisan way, and put it behind us.
Very good. Senator, thank you so much, sir, for your time. We look forward to the next time.
You bet. Take care.
Nebraska Republican Senator Mike Johanns. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.